JacksonHewitt.com. For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm WRBI meteorologist Megan Mulford with Southeastern Indiana's most reliable forecast. A wind advisory begins at 11 a.m. tomorrow and continues until 8 a.m. Saturday. Cloudy tonight with a slight chance for showers. Lows around 33. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
Good evening, high school hoop fans. Terrence Arney alongside the professional, Jim Williams. And we are live in the comfortable confines of the Dog Pound. The Batesville Bulldogs hosting the visiting Greensburg Pirates. And, Jim, I've been looking forward to this one all week long.
Absolutely, Terrence. You know, two teams couldn't be more evenly matched. Certainly not in the league. The Pirates 8-4 on the season. The Bulldogs 8-3 here at home. You've got their leading scorers, Jack McKenzie scoring 15.3 per game. Cade Kaiser, 16.4. They're pulling down an equal amount of rebounds and scoring team points per game, 48.6 for Greensburg, 57.4 for Batesville. The rebounds are at about 26.5 for Batesville and almost 19 for Greensburg, and they both dish off a little over 10 assists per contest. This should be a wild and crazy matchup.
Yeah, they played each other earlier in the season, very early in the season, 1st of December, in fact. Looked like a game that Batesville was going to steal one on the road, but those Pirates, never say die Pirates, just clawed, scratched their way back in, won that game in the late goings. The interesting thing, that game, although it was two conference foes, it did not count as a conference game.
Really? So it's just this one?
This is the one that counts. So ratchet that up just a little bit more, and I think Aaron Garrett summed it up best when I spoke to him Monday night during Coach's Corner. He said, Terrence, we can't win the EIAC on Thursday night, but we can definitely lose it if we don't take care of business.
Wow. So you've got to make it happen here tonight. You know what I was making happen that night while Greensburg was winning 48-42 on December 1st?
Hit me.
I was locking up the Ryder truck and starting to head this way in a foot of snow.
Well, look, and we're all the better for it.
That's why it seems a lot longer ago than just a month.
Well, we want to thank you for joining us for Countdown to Tip Off. Got about 15 minutes before tip, and we promise you, we will use that time wisely. Jim, in fact, is going to head down to the locker room, see if he can wrangle up some interviews with both head coaches, Coach Busick from Greensburg as well as Coach Garrett here from Batesville, and share their thoughts on tonight's game. You are listening to Countdown to Tip Off on Country 103.9 WRBI and on the new WRBI app.
Your hometown cop is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you're certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And we're back with the coach of the 8-4 Greensburg Pirates, Sean Busick. And coach, give folks a thumbnail sketch of your plan against the Bulldogs.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got to execute. I think that's what we've talked about all week is execution, and that's on both ends of the court. We've got to find their shooters. We got to keep them off the glass, and we've got to move the ball against their good defense. If I think if we do those things, we give ourselves a good shot.
Such an evenly matched couple ball clubs, 8-3 versus 8-4. You both won 6 of your last 8 games. This could go all the way down to the wire, right?
It probably will with us. I don't care who it is and who we're playing. Every game we play is right down to the wire, and they're a great team. We've got a lot of respect for them. They can play, and we're going to have to come out and play our best game of the year to beat them.
And, of course, they say the same of you. And let Bulldog fans know who a couple of the standouts are to look out for from the Pirates.
Well, you know, the good thing is we got great balance. So I think it could be a number of guys right now. Obviously, our leading scorer is junior Jack McKenzie. Point guard Drew Busick's our second leading scorer, and Addison Barnes Pettit is our third leading scorer. But Bradley Lutz is right there as well, and Justin Atkins has had some nice games for us. So, and our sixth man Reese Beaver. So we, you know, we feel like there's a lot of you know very balanced players on our team. I don't think we have one go-to guy necessarily.
But we did see in the stats that Addison shooting 85% from the free throw line. So I'm guessing don't foul him.
Well, we'd think opposite. We want you to foul him.
Well, I bet
you do. So, yeah, we got a few guys over 80 now, and that's what we try to do is we got to get to the line. And that's, I think, probably the same reason Coach Garrett runs some zone, too, is we want to get more attempts than our opponent. We want to make more than our opponent's attempt, so we try to keep out of foul trouble. But sometimes that's easier said than done.
It should be a great game, Coach. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. We're excited to be here.
Thank you. It's Coach Sean Busick of the Pirates, and we'll be right back with Aaron Garrett in a moment on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the WRBI app.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student-athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back once again with Coach Aaron Garrett of the 8-3 Batesville Bulldogs. And Coach, give us a thought going into this contest as to how you think it's going to shape up.
Should be a good basketball game, two evenly matched teams. Our goal is to flip the script in terms of the in Greensburg's winning streak over us. Thought we had one in December that quite frankly, Greensburg hit some shots, but we turned the ball over way too much in late game to preserve the win. And tonight's a conference game, so it's a big, big game. We want to continue to control our destiny in the conference to go 2-0. That's been our focus.
You guys do seem to have been hanging on to the ball pretty well in most of your ball games.
We have. We've gotten turnovers down to below 10. But in our Christmas tournament, Columbus North, we lost that game because we had turnovers late. Turned around, controlled against Pinal Heights, and even the Ripley County Championship game in terms of they came roaring back. We had some turnovers, but then we corrected and had some huge possessions where we didn't turn the ball over. So it's a simple game. As Coach Knight often said, victory favors a team that makes the fewest mistakes, and we've got to make the fewest mistakes tonight if we want to win.
So besides possessing the ball, what else are your keys to taking on Greensburg?
Rotation. In the first game, we had some missed rotations in our zone that they took advantage of. And then defensively, close out possessions by getting box outs. And then offensively, hopefully you'll see the Bulldogs crashing the boards and not just watching. We shoot, and we will. We'll shoot quite a few threes. We've got the guys that can make them, but when they are missed, even with our good shooters, sometimes they're long rebounds and our athleticism and simply determination. And I'll use Braden Maple as an example. Braden's been a really good one. Cade, I thought, made the play of the game in the Ripley County Championship game where he missed his own shot, rebounded it, and then dished a pass to Sam Johnson for a layup that kind of stemmed the tide as South Ripley was running back. So hopefully we'll see a more concentrated effort as far as offensive rebounding as well.
And Braden seems to go kind of unsung as sort of a 6th, 7th guy. He comes in real quiet, and then he makes things happen for you.
Yeah, he's our 6th guy, and we rotate basically 6. We play 6. And Braden's just a utility guy. He'll score some points for us. We'll put him sometimes as the if we go man, he'll be the defender on the best player. He gets rebounds. He hustles. And he's got a long way to go, which is exciting because Braden works really, really hard. And as the experience and his learning continues to grow up with his work ethic and physicality, he's got an exciting 2.5-year career here still.
So the Bulldogs have a lot to keep in mind tonight. What do you look for from the Pirates that you need to stop?
Yeah, they've won a lot of games over the years. So we've got to snatch that confidence away from them and instill that confidence in us. The McKenzie kid had 1 point on us in the December. He wasn't feeling well, from my understand. He's been averaging 20 points a game in the 6 games coming into this game. So he's really been the motor that makes them go. Barnes Pettit has been a staple. He has a lot of experience from the last 3 years. And then all around, Busick obviously is a shooter. Good players that we got to. They only play 6 as well, and they play 6 quality guys. So we got to find everybody.
So have your whole game together tonight.
Absolutely, Jim.
All right, thanks so much, Coach.
Thank you.
That's Coach Aaron Garrett. We'll be right back to tip it off in a moment on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Countdown to tip-off rolls on here from the Dog Pound as we get set for tonight's tilt against between the Bulldogs and the visiting Greensburg Pirates, both with 8 wins on the season. The Greensburg has 1 more loss than do the Bulldogs. In fact, on the last outing of these two teams, it was Greensburg that suffered a loss, a close one to Shelbyville. All of their games seem to be close in that fashion. Meanwhile, Batesville defeated South Ripley for the Ripley County Attorney Championship in their last outing. Over the past 35 years, Greensburg still holds the edge, 55 wins to just 42 losses. And, of course, as both coaches mentioned, these two teams played each other early in December, and it was Greensburg pulling away down the stretch. They won that one 48-42. But tonight, Jim, tonight, John Harrell is predicting a Batesville victory with a score of 54-48.
That may be right in the wheelhouse because, as folks recall from the South Ripley game that we had in the tournament last week, it was only 52-47 and could have gone either way. Everything we've been hearing from both coaches, as we just did, and from all the stats, indicates this can easily go either way.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What I find very interesting about this game, when you think of games of this nature, typically you're talking about your seniors have got to rise up and play big. But this game is going to be determined by two juniors, Jim. Uh-huh. Kate Kaiser, leading scorer for the Bulldogs, yep, just a junior. And McKenzie, leading scorer for the Pirates, also just a junior.
Yep. It should be really exciting out there. And if anybody gets in foul trouble, taking a look at the line for the hyphenated one, Addison Barnes-Pettit.
Yep.
He's shooting 85% from the free throw line. Be careful fouling the Pirates. But also for the Bulldogs, Sam Johnson's at a pretty crisp 79% on the stripe. So anybody can make you go up 1 point at a time if they have to.
No doubt about it. Well, listen, let's go ahead and take another quick break. Come back. Jim, I want to talk about keys to victory for both of these programs tonight and see what they got to do to secure that ever so precious conference win. Countdown to tip-off continues here on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Is a baby in your future? At Margaret Mary Health, they know that having a baby can be one of the most exciting, yet also nervous, times of your life. That's why Margaret Mary Health offers expectant parents free prenatal classes and breastfeeding support. There's nothing more special than bringing a new life into this world. Let Margaret Mary Health help make it as perfect as possible. To learn more, visit Margaret Mary Health online at mmhealth.org. That's mmhealth.org.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Here from the Dog Pound, Terrence Harney alongside Jim Williams. And Jim, the interesting thing about this game, no doubt both teams have looked at the film from that December 1st game. And if you're the Bulldogs, you can watch that film and know exactly what errors you need to correct to win tonight. But if you're the Pirates, you can look at that film and know exactly what you need to do to beat these Bulldogs. For the Dogs, I think it really comes down to their turnover numbers and taking care of the ball.
So they each set a blueprint for each other in this.
They really did.
And what's the key on the other side?
On the other side, and I think Coach Busick spoke to it. He kind of said it indirectly, being able to take advantage of those misses. You heard Coach Garrett talk about they were able to manipulate the zone, and there were some lapses in rotations on defense. I can't count them, but there were numerous cuts through the back door on that zone that allowed easy baskets for ABP and company. And once ABP got going, let me tell you about this young man. He is, excuse the analogy, but he is what Draymond Green is to the Warriors in terms of being the spark plug and the heartbeat of that team. And once he got going, let me give you the sequence, Jim.
All right, let's hear it.
Bulldogs are up 10 heading into the fourth quarter. Closing minutes of the third, closing seconds rather of the third, ABP goes down in the corner and hits a big three, cuts the lead to 7.
Okay.
Opening seconds of the fourth, guess what? ABP hits another big three and now closes it to 4. And from there on, they go on a tear to win that game.
Almost a dagger that early.
Yeah. And, and off air, John Heil said it best. You've got to control ABP. You can't afford to let him get hot. You can't let him to get emotionally hot because he will charge this Pirate team up so much so they could run through brick walls.
And again, boys and girls, the young gentleman we're talking about with the initials is Addison Barnes-Pettit, the 6'4 senior for Greensburg. We're going to be watching him closely in just seconds now.
Yes, both teams out on the floor as they prepare for the playing and singing of the national anthem, and that'll be our cue to step away and step out. As we finish up these preliminaries here in pregame, I want to thank you for joining us for Countdown to Tip-Off. We'll step away briefly, come right back after the anthem, and get you ready to go for live action from the Dog Pound. It's the Pirates and the Bulldogs on Country 103.9 WRBI and online at WRBIRadio.com.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the Boost Cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Tonight's broadcast of high school basketball is being brought to you in part by
great sponsors, including Ivy Tech Community College, also Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington All-State Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and by Gehring's.
Terrence Arney on the call with you, joined by Jim Williams. Again, thank you so much for joining us for Countdown to Tip-Off. We are about ready to get things going. You know, one thing that's also unique, another fun fact or unique point about this game, these schools have this exact same school colors.
Oh, yeah. Lots of blue, lots of white here tonight. That's for sure.
So when you look out there, you can't really tell the split of how well Greensburg traveled or not. They're mixed in between the home crowd as well. As it's just a sea of blue throughout this gymnasium. The Bulldogs, of course, in their home whites, trimmed out in blue. And the Pirates will be the exact opposite. Blue tops, blue bottoms, trimmed out in white with black trim.
And, you know, we mentioned a few weeks ago, this is one of the louder gyms around the region. As much as we love the student musicians,
yes,
I'm kind of glad the Batesville band isn't out here playing tonight, or nobody will be able to hear themselves.
Yeah, it is going to be loud in here tonight as I look across both sides, Jim. I'm going to give it at least, this gym is about three quarters full, give or take. So, yes, the crowd will be loud and proud tonight, whether you're rooting for the Bulldogs or whether you're rooting for the Pirates. And, you know, call this game what you will, the Battle of 74, the Battle of the Blues. It's just a good old-fashioned EIAC, a battle here tonight in the EIAC as they begin to call out the starters for both of these ball clubs. And that just tells you that we're just moments away from getting this thing underway.
The 15 points a game leading scorer for the Pirates, Jack McKenzie, comes out, as does Addison Barnes-Pettit, as we mentioned. Bradley Lutz will start, so will coach's son, Drew Busick, and one more Pirate as well.
Number 32, Justin Adkins, gets the call.
Both teams, as you mentioned, Terrence, only expected to go about six men deep in this game.
Well, that just lets you know how important this ball game is to both of these clubs, to both of these coaches. They are leaving nothing to chance and going with a very narrow lineup. The six best, the six they feel they can trust the most.
Now, can we guess the Batesville will go with the lineup we've seen most so far this season?
Yeah, I was going to say, they'll probably go with their usual starting five tonight.
And that would be 5'9 sophomore Trenton Lures. Also, 6'5 junior Cade Kaiser, who's their leading scorer at 16 points per game. 6'2 senior Sam Johnson, who also has 6.4 rebounds per contest. 5'10 senior sharpshooter Gus Prickle. And, of course, the baseball commit to Northwestern, 6'2 senior Jack Gronkmeyer.
And as Coach mentioned in this pregame, be looking for some big minutes from Brandon Maple coming off the bench as their sixth man.
And Maple has had really, really strong rescue ability.
Yes.
To jump in and make a surge into the team and contribute to get them rolling out of a rut.
Yeah, you can almost sense, you can feel it in the gym, a little bit of a nervous energy, if you would, in this gym as the Batesville faithful have stood to their feet to welcome in their five starters. And now they head out on the floor, heading into the big block B in the center circle. It'll be Cade Kaiser jumping up against Addison Barnes-Pettit.
Addison may be a little taller than the 6'5 he's advertised as. We've had a lot of games where it's like, the measurement? really? Okay.
Yeah, who are you fooling, right? All right, we're set to go. Tip is up, and ABP secures that one for the Pirates. So the Pirates have the first opportunity to get on the board as they bring it across the timeline, and it's the coach's son, Busick, who has it in between the circles. Busick, halfway down the left side of the lane, pulls it back out, swings it all the way around to the right wing, now back to the left wing. They dump it down on the baseline. Busick gets it back, goes inside the zone for ABP, who kicks it to the corner. Couple of dribbles inside. ABP gets it back now. Busick on the wing. A patient possession so far for the Pirates. ABP inside the zone again. Going to hand it off to McKenzie. And as you heard early, McKenzie was a little sick in that first meeting. He looks to be full strength tonight, and the Pirates are going to count on him. Cross-court pass, ill-advised, almost picked off by Johnson. Gets one hand on it, but then re-established are the Bulldogs, and shuffling the feet from the far wing was Bradley Lutz. It'll be a turnover on the first possession.
The longer a possession goes, yes, the likelier a shuffle is.
You are exactly right there. Cade Kaiser going to have to tie up the laces there. And they pause briefly to give him a chance to do so, and now the Bulldogs, after the turnover, put the ball into play, and they bring it up the floor. Prickle up top, goes down low. He finds Cade Kaiser, who cut through the back door, but he misses the finish. Kaiser over the rim, down to the Pirates. They hustle back the other way. Puts it on the floor, does Busick, then kicks it back up top for ABP. And now in the hands of Lutz. Lutz in between the circles, gets inside the zone with ABP. His set shot won't go. The little 15-footer off the back iron. Quickly, Bulldogs into their set. Gronk had it momentarily. He kicked it back out. Prickle gets covered up on the far wing. He's got to come back up top for Lures. He's going to try to reset things for the Bulldogs. Now they work it all around. Get back inside for Gronk. Gronk outside. Johnson, three ball, misses everything, but Gronk underneath to keep the possession alive. Lures now. Prickle's going to try a three from the far wing. Hits the rim. Gronk again. Snatches the rebound, and he can't finish at the rim.
The layup just falls off.
Now the Pirates trying to take advantage of this little bit of helter-skelter that's going on right now. Still no score. Busick with a drive. Kicks it back out on the wing. Busick on the far wing. Finds ABP inside, and then Kaiser be called for the kickball. And the Pirates will bring it in underneath their basket.
Still scoreless. 5:43 to go in the first quarter.
Busick finds ABP up top, who goes immediately back down in the corner for McKenzie. McKenzie's going to dribble around, calls for a screen. Doesn't get it. Instead, gets Busick to come out to meet him halfway. McKenzie down the left lane. Kicks it back out for Busick, who gets covered up by Prickle. And now Lutz. A lot of traffic on that baseline, and Prickle with a steal. Bulldogs off and running. Johnson, near wing, up and good. The three-point basket to start the scoring, and that shot looked pretty, Jim.
That was smooth and about as textbook as you can get. Nothing but net.
Pirates looking to answer with Busick up top. Has his back to the goal and sends it back up top for Lutz. Two-man game now between Lutz and Busick. McKenzie gets in on the action. ABP just inside the zone. And they're looking for that back door like they did in the first game. But this time the Bulldogs close the door. But good inside-out basketball as the Pirates send it out to the far wing for a three-point basket of their own.
Justin Adkins.
Tied up at three now. Prickle and Johnson now working the front end of that defense. Lewis can't resist the open look. He sends a three-pointer. It won't fall. Now the Bulldogs, the Pirates rather will bring it up the floor with an opportunity to take the lead. They go right to work inside for McKenzie. McKenzie being covered up by Kaiser, and those long arms renegotiated the shot. He's got to miss that. Rebound down to the Bulldogs. They're off and running again. Johnson on the near wing finds Prickle up top. Dump it down and come right back to Prickle. Prickle again. Now they're going to swing it this way. Gronk inside. Straightaway three on its way. And Prickle is good from up top. 6-3. Jim, someone should tell them they can shoot twos if they'd like.
Can't get any closer to the hoop. They go with what you got.
Inside for ABP again. The backdoor cut is there. And again, this time it was Justin Adkins as the Bulldogs pushed that zone way up. And this was the thing that Coach Garrett was concerned about, the slow rotations to cover up the baseline.
All 5 points for Greensburg from the hand of Adkins.
So it's 6-5 Bulldogs as Prickle finds the range once again, this time just inside the three-point line. It's 8-5. And Prickle has a quick five. Now out on the near side, thought about a cross-court pass. Instead, Busick cuts it off, and again, Adkins on the baseline. And I don't know how much longer Garrett's going to tolerate that out of the backside of that zone. 8-7, Bulldogs with the one-point lead and the ball. Lures on the near wing, surveys the defense, sends it all the way around the arc. It rests with Prickle now. Prickle puts it on the deck, goes to his right, gets it right back. Three ball off the rim. Kaiser battling underneath. And it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Kaiser. It'll be the Pirates' ball with the score 8-7.
And the sixth man comes in for Greensburg. It is 6'2 junior Reese Beaver.
So on back-to-back possession for the Pirates, Bulldogs kind of forgot about Adkins there on that baseline, and he had easy layups on two possessions.
All seven Pirate points.
Pirates now, after the substitution, go back into motion. This time inside is McKenzie. McKenzie sends it up top to Beaver, who just recently joined. Long shot from outside, no good. Gronk chases it down, then gets it to Kaiser. Kaiser, full head of steam, tried to go coast-to-coast on him, and a blocking foul called against the Pirates. He was not in the act of shooting just yet, Jim. He hadn't quite gathered yet. So the Bulldogs, a simple side out from the baseline.
First personal, first team foul for Drew Busick.
It's 8-7. Bulldogs on top. 2:10 left here in the first. Gronk back to T. Lewis. T. Lewis was way outside, thought better of it. Went inside for a much easier layup for Gronk. Good-looking possession there, and you really got to get an attaboy to Lewis for looking off that three-pointer.
When you see big number 42 underneath, you got to get in that ball.
That's exactly what happened. McKenzie now puts Kaiser in the spin cycle, but Kaiser hangs with him. They send it outside for a three. Busick, no good. Rebound down to Lewis. He'll walk it across the timeline with 1:35 left here in the first.
It was a good spin for McKenzie. He was just frustrated he couldn't go up with it.
Yes. This time, Lewis can't resist. He sends the long-distance three inside. Won't go. Rebound down to the Pirates, and they're off and running. Putting it on the deck, and again, travel from the far wing. And it's Lutz with another turnover, almost in the exact same spot on the floor.
As soon as he picked it up, Bradley took that extra step, and the officials caught him from behind.
And that's going to force... Nope, thought we had a timeout. I apologize.
Justin Adkins back in the game for Bradley Lutz.
So Lutz is going to check out with 1:14 on the clock. Bulldogs by three and the bomb. Frickle on the far wing, being guarded pretty heavily by Atkins. He's going to give it up to Lures. Now he's going to get it right back. Lures back on it. Looking inside. Prickle up top. They one bounce pass inside. Almost a travel.
Yep.
And Lures unloads a three from the near wing. Won't go. Pirates had a fast break opportunity, but instead they slow the pace down. That's going to allow the defense to catch up for the Bulldogs. And with under 40 seconds down, a backdoor drive and a block by Kaiser.
Wow.
Back the other way. Prickle mishandles it, collects himself, gets it to Kaiser with 28 seconds. Kaiser going to slow it down, pull it back out as the Pirates try to force the issue here. Under 20 now. Bulldogs with an opportunity for the final shot and to secure the fact that they will get out of this first quarter with the lead. Under 10 seconds, Lures. He's got 1 foot on the big B in the center of the floor. Finds Kaiser. Kaiser off a pickle screen. Pulls up for three. That one's got to be a little short. Pirates may have got a finger on that one. But all the same, double zeros for the quarter on the scoreboard. And after one, Bulldogs 10, Pirates 7. We'll be back after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Unleash precision at Nobby Moore Shop in Batesville. Elevate your outdoor game with top-tier equipment. John Deere compact tractors, grasshopper mowers, and steel tools. From 23 to 100 horsepower, John Deere compact tractors redefine efficiency. Need financing? They've got you covered. Nobby Moore Shop, your local outdoor authority for 40 years, offers expert service, pickup, delivery, and a treasure trove of parts. Nobby Moore Shop, where precision meets performance. Visit today and transform your outdoors.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Tonight's presentation of high school basketball being brought to you tonight in part by
great sponsors including Ison's Family Pizza, home of Coach's Corner, also SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC.
And two-point basket there for Grunt to start the second.
Grunt's Guts Willer, J.C. Bank, and Margaret Maryhill.
12-7 your score as we start the second quarter. Bulldogs led the whole way. Very similar to the way the game started in Greensburg back in December. Corner three, well short.
Very short.
The coach's son, but that's okay because the Bulldogs gifted with another opportunity with a turnover. Three from the corner, no good. Johnson Skies up for the rebound. 12-7 the score. Just a minute off the clock here in the second as Kaiser makes a strong baseline drive right to the rack and lays it in for two. Bulldogs have doubled up the Pirates 14-7.
Kay Kaiser did force the issue there. He charged in there and the Pirates fell right away from it.
A little bit of an Olay defense, if you would.
Indeed.
And perhaps a three-second call. Nope, a block. Called on away from the ball, nonetheless, called on the Pirates.
That's going to be on Addison Barnes-Pettit, ADP, ABP, his first.
And we apologize to the Lutz family. I've been mispronouncing Bradley's name all night. Thanks to our research and stats department, they let me know of the faux pas. And again, I apologize as Kaiser lays it in again. Another two-point basket for Kaiser. And he's been aggressive going to the rim. And, Jim, that forces Coach Busick to take a timeout. We'll take one as well. 16-7 Bulldogs on top of the Pirates on Country 103.9 WRBI and online WRBIRadio.com.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball being brought to you tonight in part by
Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurd and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, from whom I got my Ripley County Tournament t-shirt, and our newest sponsor, Nobby Mower Shop. Welcome.
Jim, I've been checking the mailbox every day looking for my t-shirt as well. Can't wait to get it in my hands. After the Pirate timeout, play resumes. Pirates with the ball. They trails 16-7, and they find Adkins on the baseline, who dumps it back out for AVP, and he uses every inch of the rim to get that two-point basket to fall. It's 16-9.
Addison's first score of the game.
Bulldogs quickly come back the other way. Kaiser from the far corner, and he is off on that one. That ball did not draw iron or net. And the Greensburg student section, very kind, chose not to serenade him with air ball chants. And here we go. They find that baseline cutter once again. He throws it back out. Long three on the way. Won't make it. And a challenge for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulldogs. Yep, Pirates will inbound it underneath. So they switch that up just a little bit, have the Pirates. They still are able to get that man back behind the zone, but he's not making a move to the basket. He's quickly throwing it out for a wide-open look at three. They just haven't been able to find the range yet, the Pirates.
The bodies were so close, it could have been a foul. Good decision by the officials not to call one.
Oh, and quick hands and quick feet by Kaiser. Gets inside, absorbs the contact, and lays it in off the glass. A grown man move by Cade Kaiser.
Cade has scored the last 6 points for Batesville, and he'll have a chance at a seventh right here.
18-9 as Kaiser strolls to the charity stripe, an opportunity for the old-fashioned three-point play off the front of the rim. That one not going to fall for him.
That foul, the first of the night on Reese Beaver of Greensburg.
18-9 with 5:22 left here in the first half. Bulldogs have control the Pirates with their defense. They throw it back inside. Here's that straightaway three look again, and this time they drain it. Reese Beaver, the recipient of a pinpoint pass, and he was able to get a good look at a three, and he drains it. Prickle says, what you can do, I can do. He matches him step for step with a three, straightaway three of his own.
That's Gus's second. He has 8 points.
Now the Pirates working it around as the Bulldogs briefly inverted that zone. They flipped it to a 3-2. Now it's back to the 2-3. Trying to go around the corner was number 22, Jack McKenzie. And they're going to say McKenzie was fouled
by Kaiser. And Cade can't really believe that.
And first substitution for Aaron Garrett, Prickle, as you mentioned, he's got 8 points. He's going to have a seat, and Maple going to have a chance to come in, and he really causes problems in that zone with those long arms on the front side of the zone.
6'1", sophomore, very slim.
Meanwhile, Pirates trying to do some work. McKenzie, the spin cycle again, and this time it works for him as he lays it in. Getting past the defender cuts the Bulldog lead to 7.
The 15-point-a-game score gets his first two.
Almost thrown that one away. Maple able to get in there. Kaiser underneath. Up and under for two more.
Kaiser with his 8th point all in this quarter.
They have not really had an answer for Kaiser as he got warm here in the second. They go back to the baseline, and Kaiser quickly closes in on Adkins. Adkins was looking to kick that one out for another 3-point opportunity.
Gus Prickle checks back in for Braden Maple, who had some excellent minutes there. Also back in for the Pirates is, I think, Jack McKenzie.
So it looks like both clubs are going to go starter strength here for the remaining 4 minutes of the half. ABP just above the volleyball service line. The turnaround jumper good. 23-16. Batesville with the ball and the lead. Sam Johnson, who's been kind of quiet here in the first half. He has the ball, sends it over to Prickle. Now Lures on the far wing. Prickle comes to the near side. They find Cade Kaiser. The baseline jumper is pure. And Kaiser is really showing he can score from all three levels.
Cade, the man, 10 points in this period, making it happen for the Bulldogs.
And here come the Pirates now. Busick puts it on the floor, kicks it back up top. McKenzie tries to get down the lane, can't, kicks it back out for Lutz. Now McKenzie gets it back, 3-point off the back iron. Bulldogs corral the rebound, and with under 3 minutes to go in the half, they bring it up the floor with a 9-point lead. Prickle finds Sam Johnson. Prickle gets it back, lets the three fly. Nothing but net
from NBA range.
28-16, big shot from Prickle. And the Pirates need an answer here. Busick turns around, looks for McKenzie. McKenzie's there. Lutz has it now. Back to McKenzie. Lutz gets it back once again. Two-man game right now, and now Busick gets back in on the action, finds AVP just above the volleyball service line, hands it off, the reverse layup won't go down, but they're going to say he was fouled. I believe that's the second one they're going to put on Kaiser.
You are correct, sir.
Said he pushed him in the back in the act of shooting, so that will put Jack McKenzie on the line. McKenzie to shoot two free throws here. And according to our stats on McKenzie, McKenzie just a 64% free throw shooter.
Jack went to the floor for a moment, appearing to be hurt, but he's up and he's okay. Braden Maple will check back in for Cade Kaiser with two fouls.
No sense in picking up a third one there with just 2:20 left to go. He has been the Bulldogs' offense, though, in this second period.
No question.
And McKenzie, good on the first free throw. That cuts the lead back to 11, the 12-point lead that the Bulldogs had. That was their largest margin of advantage thus far tonight.
Second one not good. Only 3 points so far in the game for a 15-point-a-game score.
They held him down similarly in their first meeting back in December. They pick up where they left off. Bulldogs now taking their time just a little bit, but the Pirates trying to force the issue inside the zone. Briefly was Grunt. Sets a screen for Prickle.
Oh,
he raises up at the elbow, and that shot is good. Nice basket there at about 17-footer. 30-17, and Bulldogs, despite having the lead, they still seem focused on defense.
And 13 points so far for Gus Prickle.
Maple is going to be called for an infraction here. Going to say he hooked the arm of one of the Pirate players as he tried to run past him.
Braden with his first, only the third team foul for the Bulldogs.
And I thought it was Maple, but they actually put it on Sam Johnson.
Oh, they sure did. They sure did.
Meanwhile, Pirates, with a minute 30 left here in the first half, trying to cut the Bulldog deficit. Swing it to the left wing. Busick thought about the three, instead found a cutting ABP, who then passes it off to Adkins, who lays it in right at the rim. Getting some nice points in the paint are the Pirates here early.
A pretty sweet assist going to Justin Adkins, his first score of this quarter.
Johnson on the baseline amongst the trees, able to get it in for two. It's 32-19 now with a minute left to go. Pirates have the ball again, looking to try to close the deficit. The front end of that zone has really prevented the Pirates from getting any good looks at three. And you saw right there as Busick thought about a three, but they closed out on him quickly, and he had to do something different with the ball. It resulted in a kickball from the Bulldogs, so they'll inbound it underneath. Long throw in to the far wing, and now McKenzie has it between the circles. Swings it back to the near side. Once again, Busick postured for a three. Defense closed on him. ABP doing work. Goes inside. Gronk's there. And Gronk gets pushed off the rebound. A body control foul, if you would, as Gronk went up to secure the ABP miss. And let's see who they put that foul on.
That's going to be on ABP.
Yes.
His second.
So ABP has two. He's going to stay on the floor, though, here with 30 seconds to go. Bulldogs in no hurry as Lures is going to get it up across the timeline with about 28 seconds left. And they do seem satisfied, the Dogs, to hold for the final shot in the half.
I'd be satisfied with a 13-point lead.
They try to trap Lures. Lures able to get out of it. They go to the much bigger body of Grunt. Not going to trap him.
No.
8 seconds now. Lures got to make something happen. Loses the handle, but again gets it back. Prickle goes baseline. Johnson, the floater. In and out.
Literally.
So after two quarters of play, it's the Bulldogs, 32, and the Greensburg Pirates, 19. We definitely need a minute to catch our breath, Jim, after this first half. And we will do so. Come back and talk numbers and stats, recap all the first half action, and then get you ready to go for half number two. All this and more coming up on the Halftime Show right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
Welcome back to the Dog Pound Hoop fans, and we've got a good one brewing for you here tonight. At the halftime break, it's the Bulldogs with a 13-point advantage over the visiting Greensburg Pirates. 32-19, Jim, that's the score at the break.
It is a remarkable game, Terrence. I mean, we've seen the Bulldogs play some good ones so far this season.
Yes.
This may be, for the new guy, the best game I've seen them play. It's so well-rounded. Braden Maple came in off the bench and did his perfect sixth man work.
Yes.
He came back out, came back in, and they totally relied on that to get a couple guys some rest, and Braden was able to really contribute. Excellent defense, and the Bulldogs have been hallmarking excellent defense in this game. They have held down the 6'4 senior Addison Barnes-Pettit, ABP. They have not fouled him, and he shoots 85% on the line. He has 4 points.
Yeah.
Four.
The Bulldogs' work is not done yet, though. I want to remind listeners and fans what this Greensburg team has done in recent months, particularly over the holiday break when they had their chances to get in the tournament play.
Rattle that off.
Check out some of these wins that they've had. A 49-48 win over Columbus East. A 59-50 win over Bloomington South. a 51-48 win over Indianapolis Tindley. And a 49-45 win over Connersville. This team will not go away. There's no, the Bulldogs cannot go in that locker room, rest on their laurels of this 13-point lead and think their work is done.
Correct.
Because it is not.
This is not over. No, certainly not. And this is a great matchup. I love these athletes now that I see them from both these teams. Let's take a look at the scoring quickly in the half, Terrence, for the Pirates of Greensburg. It is Jack McKenzie, who averages more than 15 a game. He's got a bucket and a free throw for 3 points. Addison Barnes-Pettit, ABP, as we mentioned, 4 points on two buckets. Reese Beaver hit a nice tray. He's got three. And with a three and three field goals, Justin Adkins leads the way for the Pirates with nine. In the half for Batesville, 5 2-point buckets all in the second quarter. Hot shooting Cade Kaiser made it happen. He was hot in one of our games just a week ago as well. Sam Johnson put in a tray in the first and a bucket in the second. He's got five. It is Grunk with a bucket in each quarter. He's got a steady four. And how about number 11, little Gus Prickle, with three threes, two twos, 13 points to lead all scorers in the contest.
And Coach Garrett has got to be pleased with that, to have two players already in double digits here just through the first two quarters of play.
And looking from a team perspective, the scoring really tells the tale at this point, with the Bulldogs racking up 22 points in the second quarter alone to only 12 for the Pirates. Greensburg has a ways to come back, and of course, Batesville is going to want to keep the foot on the gas or the hand on the throat, whichever simile metaphor you like.
And here's another fun fact for you, how similar these teams are. Both teams, four out of the five starters have scored points on both teams. Bradley Lutz, the only Pirate starter not to get a bucket to go. Trenton Lewis, the only Bulldog starter not to get a bucket to go yet. But again, we're just at the halftime break.
What a night it is here at Batesville. And terrific presentation by the dance team, by the way, during halftime. That's where all the great music is that we're getting to enjoy. And other boys' games tonight include Hauser of Franklin County. South Dearborn is at Oldenburg Academy. Lots of girls' action tonight, too, Terrence. Milan is at Shaw Memorial. South Ripley's playing at Rising Sun. Southwestern and Shelbyville's at North Decatur. And Waldron is visiting South Decatur.
All right. We'll see if we can get you some updates on some of those games throughout the evening. We'll go ahead and step away again. Continues here at the Dog Pound. We'll come back, get you ready to go for half number two. At the break, Bulldogs 32, Pirates 19 on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With the holidays behind us, now's the time to focus on the one person you've probably been neglecting lately, you. If you haven't scheduled an annual appointment with your primary care provider in 2024, what are you waiting for? Seeing your provider once a year is a great way to review health concerns and discuss tips to stay well. At Margaret Mary Health, their primary care providers are accepting new patients in Batesville, Brookville, Osgood, and Milan. To find a provider near you, visit them online at mmhealth.org.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehrings to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehrings and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Back at the Dog Pound, halftime here tonight with the Bulldogs on top of the Pirates, 32-19. And I think we've got another two exciting quarters of basketball coming up.
We sure do. And the way these teams have played, Terrence, only three team fouls on each one of them for an entire half.
Wow.
Nobody has gone to the line for a bonus. There have been some two-shotters and some and actually only one free throw put up by Batesville, only two by Greensburg, and Jack McKenzie was 50% on those. Again, he averages more than 15 a game. He's got 3 points so far.
That's remarkable considering how much defense is being played by both of these teams.
A lot.
Yes. So both teams now back out of the locker room. They are out on the floor now getting ready to kick off this second half. Pirates will start things off, and they've gone ahead and switched sides. The Pirates now will be shooting to the goal on our right from our vantage point here high above the floor. The Bulldogs, when they're on offense, they'll be going from right to left. Pirates with the ball, working it around the arc. Lutz has it up top, over to McKenzie on the near wing. Now they switch sides of the floor. They quickly get it inside to ABP. He passes it back out. Lutz comes to meet him. And Busick now directing a little bit of traffic. Get it down on the baseline for Atkins, who finds a cutting AVP, and he lays that one in almost flat-footed. And as they run up the floor, I think they were looking for a wet spot.
Oh, yeah. Get a towel out there.
Yeah, I believe one of the players maybe brought it. I believe it was perhaps McKenzie brought it to the attention of the official, and we'll take a quick official's timeout and get that up off the floor because that could be dangerous, especially with the athleticism you see on display here tonight. You don't want anyone getting a flat tire on a slick spot.
And with the bucket, that makes our score 32-21 with 45 seconds gone in the third quarter.
Bulldogs led by as many as 14 in that first half. And they have the ball now for their first offensive possession here in the third quarter. Lures over to Prickle. Prickle surveys the defense, goes back to Lures. He's going to get it right back. Prickle, couple of dribbles, steps inside, goes over a defender for Lures. Sam Johnson thought about the three. Lures cannot resist. This one's not there. Grunt battles for the rebound, but AVP will win that battle, and the Pirates off and running. Down into the corner is Lutz, finds AVP as he repositions inside. Nice little handoff there, wraparound pass, knocked to the floor, scrum on the floor, jump ball, and the possession arrow favors the Bulldogs.
It does.
So essentially a turnover. Wow. As the Pirates didn't have an opportunity to really get a shot off there. That wraparound pass, arms weren't quite long enough to get around the body of Grunt.
And these are kids with long arms.
And that's how that scrum broke out. Bulldogs now back on offense, into the teeth of the defense. They kick it out to the wing. That's where Grunt is. And back up top for Lures. Lures still yet find the range on those three-pointers.
Hard to believe he's only a sophomore.
Yes. Grunt now on the near wing. At any moment, I expect student sections to tell us that this is boring. But these two teams, Jim, they have so much respect for one another. That's
absolutely
why you're seeing such patient offense. Grunt now with it on the wing, closest to us. They swing it back to the other side. They go inside for Kaiser. Defense collapses on him. He's got to give it up. Now Prickle, two steps inside the lane, and I think that was partially blocked.
Yeah.
That shot fell flat from Prickle, and back the other way, here comes the Pirates. Lutz finds Busick, and there is Atkins on the back. He's got to get fouled from behind. Grunt thought it was a clean chase down block, but they're going to say his lower body got into the shooter. And so Adkins will go to the line to shoot two.
That's okay for Jack. It's only his first of the game. First team foul of a half for Batesville.
You are correct.
And Justin Adkins' first free throw drops in. He's now got 10 points.
On the season, Adkins, a 67% free throw shooter, drains them both. And Coach Busick wants to talk it over as the Pirates now make this a single-digit lead, 32-23. We'll take a 30-second timeout as well. Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Tonight's presentation of high school basketball brought to you tonight in part by
Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communications, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and Gehrings.
It was a high-octane, up-tempo quarter, that second quarter, but in the third, they slowed things down. That favors the Pirates. Sam Johnson from the far corner off the front of the rim. Lures got in there somehow, got the rebound, and he got wrapped up for his troubles, and that'll be a foul on the Pirates.
Batesville fans appreciate it, and that's going to go against Drew Busick. His second first-team foul of the half.
So that much slower pace, again, that will favor these Pirates because it'll cut down on the number of possessions that the Bulldogs will have.
Pirate fans thought Cade Kaiser walked. But no call.
He mishandled that pass that came to him, gathered himself. They thought his feet shuffled at the same time. Officials saw it differently. Kaiser now. Jumper, no good. And Brock skies high, but a foul on him as they get into his back. That'll be the second team foul here in the third against the Pirates.
Brock was fouled from behind. That's going to be charged to Bradley Lutz, his first of the game.
They get the ball in to Lures. Lures being challenged. He's going to kick it to the opposite side of the floor for Prickle. Gets it right back. And I know it's difficult for Lures because they keep leaving him open. It's difficult for him to turn down those open looks at three.
Yeah. And Braden Maple checks back in. He'll give Gronk a rest. And that last pass was deflected out of bounds by the Pirates, so it is Bulldogs' ball.
Actually, Gronk's going to throw that one in. Yeah, it's going to be Lures that's going to have a quick seat.
Yep.
They go inside the zone and back up top. A three ball for Kaiser, hard off the back iron. Kaiser, a 38% three-point shooter on the season, so not a bad play. Meanwhile, it's the Pirates with a big three-point basket for McKenzie. Pulls the Pirates within three. Bulldogs have to be careful here. This is very similar territory in the first game from the free throw line. Kaiser, the jumper's good. 34-26 now. First basket here in the third with just 3:49 left for the Bulldogs. Sam Johnson gets a hand in there, knocks that one away. Goes out past the sideline, so it'll be a side out for the Pirates. 3:44, Jim, left here in the third.
Still lead of 8 points for the Bulldogs, but the Pirates are threatening.
Busick swings it back this way. Beaver gets in there. Beaver had a big three-point basket of his own in that first half. Back to Busick. Busick dumps it inside. Here goes Beaver for three. Got him. Another three-point basket. And now, as the three-pointers start to fall for the Pirates, they have the Bulldogs in range. It's a five-point ball game. Prickle for three. Got him. Prickle has been on fire tonight. And we've got a timeout on the floor as Coach Aaron Garrett wants to talk things over. 37-29.
That was Gus's fourth of the game, and he's got 16 overall.
That's amazing. We'll go ahead and take 30 seconds here with a stoppage in play. Be right back with more third quarter action on Country 103.9 WRBI and online at WRBIRadio.com.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of boys high school basketball being brought to you tonight in part by
Margaret Mary Health, JC Bank, Bruns Gutzwiller, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, and by the home of Coach's Corner, Ison's Family Pizza.
Terrence Arney with you alongside Jim Williams. And at this point, Jim, it's a 10-5 quarter for the Pirates. And this is the first time they've had a lead in any quarter.
It is. I'm loving this game. Super competitive. Teams that know each other well going after it.
So after the timeout, Pirates with the ball. They bring it up the floor. Busick on the near wing finds Beaver. And Beaver gets inside the zone with AVP. They kick it out to the wing. Lutz, three ball, rolls off the rim. Oh, my goodness. Oh. And this one tipped away, and they say Kaiser touched it last. They're going to discuss it.
The officials disagree. I thought Kaiser had that go off a Pirate.
Well, it looked like the Pirate was swiping that direction from exactly the backside of the play as Kaiser was trying to pull it in.
It's baseball ball.
They changed the call, and the Bulldog faithful let the officials know their appreciation. That's rare.
Absolutely. Coach Busick not thrilled, obviously, but this is the correct call.
Well, in a matchup like this, every possession matters.
Critical, you bet.
And so they get the call right. And Lewis brings it up the floor. Kaiser finds Grunk. He's got to kick it across the lane. A three ball from Prickle, who's been feeling it. Misses that one. Gets his own rebound. Grunk gets clobbered as he goes up for two, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Super alert play by Grunkmeyer there.
Definitely that. Grunkmeyer, a great free throw shooter, 78% on the season.
The foul to Bradley Lutz, his second of the game. And the first free throw is good.
That makes it a 9-point game with this. Grunk can push it back to double digits, and he does. 10-point ball game, 39-29. Pirates to bring it up the floor with 2:17 left in the third.
It might become critical, Terrence, that there are now three team fouls this quarter on Greensburg.
Let's see if they exploit it as a strong drive from McKenzie. He was determined to get to the rack, was not going to be denied the two-point basket good, and now he'll have an opportunity at an old-fashioned three as he enticed Grunk,
who now has his second personal.
Strolls to the line. Does McKenzie. Again, McKenzie just, if there's any weakness in his game, just a 64% shooter then. And he missed that one, but Busick with the steal. Loses the handle as he went up for it. That gives the Bulldogs a chance to get back on defense. Oh, and an open lane there down the back door. And again, Busick can't finish, but ABP gets the rebound. He can't finish. Kaiser hung in the air to try to swat that one down, but could miss the foul.
But Cade prevented the bucket.
Prevent the bucket. Got to make him earn it from the free throw line. That's Kaiser's third.
Yes, it is.
So he's got to be careful there. Let's see if Coach Garrett allows him to stay on the floor. As we talked earlier, ABP, the best free throw shooter on the floor tonight, an 85% shooter on the season, drains the first.
Finally getting an opportunity.
39-33, now 34, and it's a 5-point ball game once again. They wanted a double dribble, partially blocked, and back the other way. Lures put that one up. And this one's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Gronk. And business is starting to pick up, Jim.
Indeed.
39-34. And again, this is about as close as the Pirates have been.
It is. Since the first quarter, early in the first quarter.
Correct. So their level of intensity has definitely picked up on both ends of the floor. McKenzie, underneath their own basket, sends it in, and Lures picks it off, looking like a cornerback. Gronk, high off the glass, no good. And Prickle, with the left hand, flicks it in. 41-34.
How about Gus Prickle with now 18 points in the game?
Handoff, fobbled. Another turnover for the Pirates. As Beavers fumbled the bag as he was getting ready to go up for two, they try to trap Grunt. Didn't work. Tried to trap Johnson, and Gronk goes up, comes down awkwardly, quickly grabs his left leg, but he runs it off. He's going to stay in the game. Kizer sails out on a steal. That's going to give an open lane, and Beavers tried to gather up for a three. It's stolen from him. Another turnover. Prickle, chased down, blocked from behind, as Beavers was not going to allow Prickle the benefit of the two-pointer, but he will go to the line to shoot two.
Beaver draws the foul. That'll be his third.
Jim, did I say, did I tell you business has picked up?
Absolutely.
Man.
Nine-point margin.
35 seconds left in the third, and they're playing like they got 10 seconds left in the ballgame. Prickle, good on his first free throw. He's got one more free throw coming, and he should. He's an 80% free throw shooter, Jim.
Gus is doing really well. Leading scorer in the game.
Drains them both, and that gives the Bulldogs an 11-point lead. 35 seconds left. Pirates see what they've got drawn up to close out this third quarter. Up top with McKenzie. Sends it over to, Busick. McKenzie gets it back. Got to hand it back to Lutz, who, again, finds Busick. If you look back on that back line, Atkins is there wide open. Looks like the Bulldogs may have lost him again. Still looking for a three. They dump it down the baseline. And an addition, a late addition there for the Bulldogs. They bring in Cameron Drake.
And they're going to get Drake for the foul.
Caden Drake. I apologize. Drake came over to try to shut down Atkins as he was, again, just freely roaming the baseline. And, again, going to decide to make them earn it. And Atkins' first free throw is good. Atkins also a 67% free throw shooter. Let's see if the Bulldogs make or miss. Let's see if they try to draw something up to get the last bucket of the quarter. 6 seconds. That's enough time to get it up the floor. They do. Gronk picks up his dribble. Three ball. Off the front rim. Would have been good if it went, but didn't quite get there. And Gronk, perhaps if he would have hit that in rhythm, Jim, would have had a better, but there's a little pitch in his giddy-up as he wasn't sure if he wanted to shoot that or pass to someone else. All the same, that quarter comes to an end, and it's a 9-point ball game, 45-36. Bulldogs on top. We'll be back with the conclusion quarter right after this. Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball is being brought to you tonight in part by
Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and by Nobby Mower Shop.
Let's set the stage for you. It's for the fourth quarter. The Pirates trail the Bulldogs by 9. Bulldogs have never trailed in this game. Since it was 0-0, it's never been tied. But ABP loses the handle on the baseline, couldn't get a shot off, and another turnover as they send it over to Lewis. They try to bother Cade Kaiser from behind and do. His shot falls flat, but Sam Johnson with the pickpocket lays it up off the front rim, but a foul. So the Pirates pick up where they're left off in terms of fouls and turnovers. That's what plagued them late in the third, allowed the Bulldogs to increase their lead back to a double-digit lead. And here we are again with Sam Johnson going to the free throw line for his chance to send it back to a double-digit lead.
And as hard as he's played tonight, Terrence, it's surprising that's the first foul of the game for Justin Adkins. First shot for Johnson, good.
Sam Johnson is a 79% free throw shooter, Jim, and the Bulldogs have done well with their free throw shooting this year. Oftentimes a point of emphasis for Coach Garrett, but the squad he's got out there tonight, they're taking care of business from the charity stripe. 47-36, Bulldogs on top. Another would-be turnover, but they're going to say last touch by the Bulldogs. Looked like an errant pass as that one flew into the fourth or fifth row, but apparently one of the Bulldogs got a fingertip on it as it was headed out of bounds.
Throwing it to somebody's mom.
Lutz high above his head. Got to send it up top for Busick. Busick lets a three fly halfway down and back out. Prickle, who's had the hot hand, boy, he wanted that three, but instead goes inside for Kaiser. Kaiser gets stripped not once but twice. And now here goes the Pirates. Johnson stands in to take the charge, and they say it was a block, that he didn't have his feet set, and a good exchange there for Busick, where he didn't get the three-point basket but hustled his way back on defense. Was one of those hands that tapped that ball away from Kaiser, and then on the opposite end goes right in and takes the contact.
That was wild.
As Johnson was called for the foul, and Busick goes to the line to shoot two. 47-37.
Yep.
He gets them both. Back to single digits. 47-38 with 6:50 left to play. Kaiser brings it across the timeline. Gronk has it. Goes over to Lewis. Lewis with Busick and company. They try to trap. And Garrett going to bail him out with a timeout. And that was a well-timed timeout by Coach Garrett to prevent the turnover.
30 seconds here for the Bulldogs, and wow, what a quarter it's been. Each team has only two free throws in this fourth period, a minute and 21 seconds into it. The Bulldogs continue to lead by 9, 47-38, and this is going to just be positively crazy the rest of the way.
Yeah, this is the part of the game, and I'm going to steal words from my good friend Scott Hansen over at the NFL Network in Red Zone. This, they call that the witching hour, where losses become wins and wins become losses.
Yes.
And that's exactly where we are right now. This game's still in the balance, so to speak.
Nobody would want to count chickens here. I would think the Bulldogs would want the ball in the hot hand of Kate Kaiser because he was shooting really well in that second quarter. But Gus Friggle's been great all game.
They try to trap Grunt. Gets it out of his hands. Prickle from the corner. Buries a three. Count them. All three of those for that young man as the Bulldogs go up 50-38. Looking for to answer. They dump it inside. They thought they had Adkins on the baseline. They've gone to him several times, but the Bulldogs able to get it away, and now they pick it on Lewis again. Lewis able to pass his way out of it. Prickle in the corner, and now Coach Garrett says, hold up. Wants to run some clock. Gronk gets tripped as he tries to make a move towards the basket. I believe Lutz will be called for the foul there.
It's going to be a third personal on Bradley, second team foul this quarter.
Bulldogs have to be careful here because there'll be a definite sense of urgency from these Pirates.
Oh, yes.
As we get into the waning moments.
Down 12, 6 minutes to go.
Exactly. Throw it into the backcourt. Prickle's going to bring it back across the timeline and right through the hands of Kaiser.
Usually Cade's sure-handed. That was a surprise.
So a turnover for the Bulldogs. Can't afford any more. Pirates get it to McKenzie. McKenzie goes around his man into the lane and takes it right into the chest of Gronk. Gronk not wanting to commit a foul. Didn't really do much. Couldn't do much there. And another turnover out of the trap on Lewis. And Lewis called for a senseless foul. He was beat there. But somehow they're going to go ahead and give McKenzie the hoop and the harm. Lewis is going to have a seat. Maple's going to come in for him.
Wow.
That could prove to be costly. That sequence right there. Costly on the turnover, they get the basket, and they get a foul, but he can't complete the three-point play, McKenzie. And I think that's where the kids say, ball don't lie, but then another turnover.
It pulls the Pirates within eight at 50-42 with 5:19 remaining. You're absolutely right. That could be critical.
Back-to-back turnovers for the Bulldogs. Stop me if you've heard this one before.
Uh-huh.
Pirates now. Bring it up the floor, McKenzie. Looks over to his left. They go inside the zone. AVP shot not going to be there. Kaiser able to bring it down. Sends the outlet pass up ahead. Running the floor was Gronk, but he can't finish. Rebound down to the Pirates. They go back the other way, pushing the issue quickly. Lutz steps inside the arc and kicks it back out. Three ball coming. Got him. Big shot from McKenzie, and he looks right into the Pirates student section and says, what do you know about that? 50-45 now. Bulldogs get across the timeline, and another block called against Lutz. And the Bulldogs having trouble advancing the ball, Jim, as each time they get right to the timeline, the Pirates are going into a two-man trap, and it has caused all kinds of issues.
It's a sudden issue, and it's just happened in the last couple minutes in this fourth quarter with 4.5 minutes remaining.
So they go back into the backcourt to get this one in, and another foul. This one is going to be called on Busick.
Drew's got his third.
So this should be the fourth team foul. If I'm counting correctly, it is, in fact,
it is.
So the next foul, Bulldogs will be shooting the rest of the way. Let's see if that causes the Pirates to relax that aggressive defense at all. Prickle from the far corner this time. Off the hard back iron. Kaiser gets it. Kaiser to the floor. And they say he traveled. And, wow, no foul on the play, and the Bulldog faithful are in disbelief.
So is Coach Garrett. Kaiser was not sliding. He fell straight down. He was knocked straight down. Garrett can't believe it. He is not happy at all.
Third Bulldog turnover in the last, call it, 2 minutes now. It's a five-point ball game. Prickle had a really nice look at a three from the far corner. He's been hot from distance all night long, but that one wouldn't go. And on the ensuing rebound, Kaiser secured the rebound. And as Jim mentioned, he was knocked to the floor, but they say he traveled. 4:14 left, almost a turnover there. As Busick and McKenzie come together, they regather themselves and get the ball. Beavers back on the floor. Had two big threes earlier in this ballgame, so you know why he's there. Busick again, double clutching every pass, seems like.
Almost a travel.
And now a travel is called as McKenzie tried to make a drive to the basket. Moved his feet, forgot to bounce the ball. 3:51 now, 5 minutes. Excuse me, a five-point ball game, rather. Gronk cross court to Johnson. Johnson driving. and a foul on the floor. And as I mentioned, Bulldogs will be shooting from here on out. So with 3:42 on the clock left in this game, every Pirate called foul will result in two shots from the Bulldogs. Sam Johnson, as we mentioned to you earlier, at a 79, almost 80% free throw shooter, will go to the line after this timeout, and we'll be back after this word from our sponsor on Country 103.9, WRBI, and the new WRBI app.
Ready to tackle outdoor projects? Visit Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville, your go-to for quality outdoor equipment. Explore John Deere compact tractors, delivering power from 23 to 100 horsepower for both residential and commercial. Financing available with approved credit. Nobby Mower Shop, locally owned for 40 years, is your go-to for outdoor equipment, offering pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Nobby Mower Shop, your partner in power. Visit today and get those projects rolling.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball is being brought to you tonight in part by
Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and by Gehrings.
Terrence Arney alongside Jim Williams here. 3:42, that's what's left here in this ball game. Bulldogs holding on to a five-point lead with Sam Johnson at the free throw line to shoot two. Gathers for the first shot, and it is pure. All net for Johnson, the 79% free throw shooter.
And Sam's 3 for 3 in this game, all in this quarter.
Second shot rattles its way home. And it's a seven-point ball game as the Pirates bring it across the timeline with 3.5 left to play. Have it on the far wing, bring it back to the near side for Busick. He finds Atkins in the corner, who kicks it back up top for Reese. Excuse me, Reese Beavers, that is. Beavers back to McKenzie. McKenzie flashes inside the zone. They don't see him. They kick it back up top down. Busick has it with Prickle in tow. Maple comes out with those long arms. They find ABP. Gronk is on him. Tries to make a move toward the basket. Spin, turn, look. Holds his ground, does Gronk, and denies the shot.
Skying for the rebound, Braden Maple.
Maple has checked in, and we talked about his length and how important it is. And length would have been important there as Prickle skies to try to catch a cross-court pass, but goes over his head, through his fingers, turnover for the Bulldogs.
Maple pulled that last rebound right off the rim.
He really did. But no shot attempt for the Bulldogs on that possession, so back the other way. ABP just below the free throw line to the corner. McKenzie, no good on the shot, but they say he fouled the three-point shooter. Maple fouls McKenzie, and he'll come in to shoot three.
That's going to be the first foul of the game on Braden Maple, the sophomore who plays great, but that was a could be a costly mistake. Let's see.
McKenzie's done well tonight from the charity stripe. 64% on the season, though, as he makes the first one to make it a six-point ball game. Off the front of the rim.
2 of 4, make it 2 of 5 now in the game.
So as the numbers kind of bear themselves out.
Indeed.
So T. Lou comes back in the ball game. Maple has a seat. And count it 2 out of 3 for McKenzie from the careless stripe on that trip. Gronk picks up his pass, finds T. Lou on the far wing. They get it across the timeline. And now the Pirates trying to hurry the Bulldogs. A good look at a three again for Prickle. No good. Off and running. McKenzie going to go coast to coast into Gronk. Can't get the floater to go. And a foul going to be called as, yeah, they clobber Sam Johnson. Atkins doing the dirty work there. That'll put Johnson back on the line.
The last thing the Pirates probably wanted to do.
Well, they definitely don't want to see number 30 going to the line.
No. I mean, it was a strong, aggressive play by Justin Atkins, but could be costly for the Pirates. Let's see. Johnson 4 of 4 all in this quarter.
Gronk Johnson, Kaiser, and Prickle. All of those guys hovering right at 80% from the free throw line for the season. So if you are the Pirates, you don't have a lot of choice.
No, you do not.
Sam makes his first free throw. He's got another coming here. Should he make it? Oh, and he does not, so it remains a six-point ball game, 53-47. Pirates bring it back up the floor. Just over 2 minutes left in the ball game. Busick finds McKenzie. McKenzie been doing a lot of the heavy lifting for the Pirates here in the second half. They go inside to ABP. Gronk denies him. Dribble drive for Lutz, who's fouled on his way to the basket.
Cade Kaiser denied the baseline, but they're going to charge him with a foul. A block. For two shots.
And that is Kaiser's fourth. You need that young man on the floor for both ends.
Absolutely.
Kaiser being really the only person in any type of foul trouble as Lutz gets the first free throw to go.
And that's Bradley's first point of the game for the 6'2 senior.
Call it a 5-point ball game. And now it's a 4-point ball game again. That 4-point mark, as close as the Pirates have been all night. They get it across the timeline. Kaiser filed on his way up, and I think he was going to stuff that one home.
Yes, he was.
He rose up with two hands, and I think he had plans of jamming that one home. But he's fouled on the way up, loses the handle. He'll step to the line to shoot two. As I mentioned, though, Kaiser, a 78% free throw shooter himself.
And that foul was on Bradley Lutz. The scoreboard says he's fouled out, but wait a minute.
Well, he is definitely off the floor.
All right. Yep, he is on the bench. Yep.
Kaiser missed the first, made the second, 54-49 with a minute 48. They go directly in to ABP. He kicks it back out. Dribble drive inside. A steal for Prickle. Prickle races down the floor. Two-point basket, no good. They're going to call a foul on the rebound against the Bulldogs. Bulldogs now with four team fouls.
Wow.
Or is that the fifth? It was the fifth.
It is the fifth on Cade Kaiser.
So now everybody's shooting all the way, and Kaiser fouls out. No sooner than we just said, couldn't afford it. Garrett doesn't like it. Kaiser doesn't like it.
I bet.
But he played a hard ball game here tonight, and at moments in the first half was every bit of the Bulldogs' offense. Meanwhile, McKenzie misses the front end. As we said earlier, if there's any hole in this young man's game, there's not many, it would be his shooting percentage from the charity stripe. Missed them both. Bulldogs fighting against pressure. Lures needs help. And once again, credit Aaron Garrett. Quickly called a timeout. That clearly saved a turnover there with a minute 27. We'll keep it right here, Jim. Bulldogs have the 5-point lead. They have the ball. Cade Kaiser has just fouled out of the game, been disqualified, getting his fifth foul. And this is a precarious spot for both of these ball clubs. Obviously, they want to get this conference win, as the Bulldogs do. So do the Pirates. Bulldogs will have the ball. I would say paramount for the Bulldogs is ball security. They've had four turnovers here in this quarter.
Cannot turn it over at this point.
And if you're the Pirates, you've got to continue to feed the hot hand. And I believe for them, it's McKenzie.
McKenzie has come on in this fourth quarter for sure.
And so I think you got to continue to feed the hot hand. ABP has been more of a facilitator for the Pirates tonight, passing out. And once he gets inside that zone, Bulldogs able to get it across the timeline. And now they're looking to try to run a little bit of clock. But as you said, Jim, when you do that, you almost create a would-be turnover for yourself. But this time the Bulldogs, they've got some good crisp passes, and they've worked it down to about a minute seven.
And crisp cross-court passes. Most teams can't do that.
And Lures is who they choose to pick on every time. He's the sophomore on this team. And Gronk gets fouled from behind as he tried to dish off a pass inside the zone, or rather inside the lane there.
The Pirates were trying to double team whoever had the ball. They just couldn't get to them all fast enough. And that foul charged to Drew Busick, his fourth.
So with 56 ticks left on the clock, Gronkmeyer, 78% free throw shooter himself, misses the first.
He's now 2 of 3 on the night. Let's make it 3 of 4.
Yep, gets that one to roll in. 6-point ball game. Quickly up the floor for the Pirates. McKenzie, Beaver's made it back in. We know how dangerous he can be beyond the arc. Busick puts it on the floor, dribbles inside, kicks it back up top, and Lures closes out Beaver, who has to go inside, and the floater won't fall for him. There's a big defensive play, and another timeout called. This time, it was Prickle that was quick to call the timeout and to save the would-be trap turnover.
Strong rebound down there by Sam Johnson, and he had his pivot foot going. The Pirates could not shake him from holding on to that ball and not traveling.
That might have been T. Lou's biggest play of the night.
Yeah.
We talked about it. It's been documented. Reese Beavers is a three-point threat for these Pirates.
He is.
He's hit two big ones earlier in the game. They were so timely when he did it. And he had a straightaway three. They lined him up perfectly, ran some action to get him open, and Lures took notice of it and sprinted out on him, able to close him out, chase him off the three-point line. That kind of threw Beaver his rhythm off a little bit, so he comes inside, pulls up for a little 10-footer, but no good.
Not there. Exactly. So Reese only has 6 points in the game, a tray in the second and one in the third.
And that was probably Lures' biggest defensive play of this ball game.
Not bad for a sophomore.
Not bad for the sophomore. And you can tell. And I really have a lot of respect for the young man because he gets picked on every. You see it.
Oh, it's from the point guard spot. Yeah,
he gets picked on every night. A lot of times could be the smallest in stature on the floor, and they try to, you know, and he gets picked on, but he takes it in stride, meets the challenge head on.
The boy's 15 years old
and playing some grown man ball here tonight.
Betcha.
Bulldog's going to bring this one in underneath the Pirate basket with 30 seconds. Johnson keeps his dribble. Now he picks it up, goes to Gronk. And the Pirates bail him out. They were not going to get across the timeline.
They were not. They were way behind.
But they bail him out with a foul as precious time was ticking off the clock.
And that is charged to Justin Adkins, his third.
So
28 seconds left.
The Bulldogs, as Gronk misses another one here.
Patch on each shoulder tonight. The young man's got to be in pain.
Bulldog's going to pull two guys out of the formation and send them back to the opposite goal. He missed them both. But wouldn't you know it, the Pirates, with an unforced error, just simply threw that one away.
And they had nobody even in the vicinity of what was supposed to be a pass. So Grunkle inbound on the side.
So simple side out. Gets it to Prickle. Prickle anticipating some contact. And the Bulldogs throw it away.
Yep.
Aaron Garrett did not like that with 16 ticks left. ABP for three. Got him. That's a big bucket.
Whoa.
That's a big bucket.
Gigantic.
Makes a 6-point game, a 3-point game with 11.3 seconds to go. That 3 points off of a Bulldog turnover, Jim.
And big number 24 has come up really big, the biggest he has in this game so far. He was kind of quiet much of the second half.
We talked about it a little bit at the halftime break. This Pirate team, all of their games are close. They either win by a few, they lose by a few. They value possessions late, as you could see right there. They were able to make this a one-possession ball game with 11 seconds left. They did it off of another Bulldog turnover.
Incredible. And I'm sure Coach Garrett will talk to us after about the Bulldog turnovers and how to cut down on those for the next ballgame. Hey, we do want to remind you, we have a fourth straight night of hoops on WRBI tomorrow. It's going to be the South Ripley and Oldenburg Academy boys going at it. And 7:15 pregame, 7:30 the usual tip-off. Rob Moorhead and Brian Samples will bring that to you. We get a rest for one night.
11 seconds left here. And what I like, what I'm seeing right here, is the official is telling Grunt what he can do in terms of trying to inbound it. And he throws it right into the waiting arms of McKenzie. Another turnover for the Bulldogs. McKenzie secures the ball, calls a timeout with 9.9 seconds left. The Pirates have the ball down by three.
Exactly what the Pirates wanted and what the Bulldogs did not want.
The dangerous part about it for the Bulldogs is the Pirates are inbounding on their end of the floor.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even have to wrestle with bringing it up the floor.
Ew.
They've already got it on their offensive end of the floor. With so 9 seconds.
This is relatively a lot of time. Almost 10 seconds.
So I hear the words no foul.
Yep.
From the Bulldog.
It's going to be on the side coming in from the hand of Reese Beaver.
So you can't forget about the inbounder because he would be ready to spot up for a three ball. They go in to Busick. Atkins going to shoot a long three that hit the top of the backboard. And I'm not sure if he was aware of the time on the clock. You mentioned it. 9.9 seconds is a ton of time.
Long time.
But he pulls up from beyond Curry Land. And the Bulldogs are going to take a timeout now with 5.5 seconds.
Wow.
And he knew it as soon as he let it go. Yep. He just buried his hand in his jersey because he knew.
Shot it way too early.
Way too early.
Oh, my.
And I think it was probably just instinct. You're thinking catch and shoot.
Absolutely.
And I think the reason the shot went so high because he tried to pull the brakes on it to gather that ball back in, but it was too late. He was too far in his shooting motion. He was already committed to it, so he almost just turned into a heave that hit the top of the backboard.
Yes, it looked a push shot.
Yeah.
And it was so high. Top of the backboard, it had no chance of going in. And now the Bulldogs may have saved their game. Let's see.
We shall see. And I feel for that young man because, again, you look at, last second shot, you're thinking that in your mind and you're thinking catch and shoot.
Yep.
Not realizing perhaps that you got a ton of time. You got 10 seconds, basically. And kind of got caught up in the moment, if you would.
Exactly. Exactly right.
And he was open, to his credit. He was wide open, and he just pulled the trigger way too soon. Bulldogs have another chance to get this ball inbound cleanly, and let's see what they do here. They go to Lures, and Lures is fouled immediately.
In only 8/10 of a second, that's going to be ABP.
Lures has not had very many free throw attempts on the season, only been to the free throw line 13 times all season.
Wow. And Trenton has not scored in this game. These would be huge.
62% free throw shooter, and he drains the first one. That's a big shot. That's a big shot for Lures. And he knows it. Takes a deep breath, gathers himself. Second one's a miss. He goes in hard for the rebound, doesn't get it. Instead, they're going to allow McKenzie to take a shot. No good. Double zeros on the clock. And the Bulldogs couldn't get it done in December, but they get it done when it counts. They win the conference game against the Pirates 56-52 as double zeros are on the clock. And this Bulldog crowd jubilant as they congratulate the home team. Wow, what a game.
Just to see this, and I hope to hear it, has been an experience. This has been an outstanding contest.
No doubt about it. And another fun fact, with that free throw, T. Lures gets in the box score, and every single starter scored points for the Bulldogs.
There you go. They sure did.
We're going to step away briefly, come back, and recap all the exciting action we had here from the Dog Pound tonight. All that and more in our post-game show coming up right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier Dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
This is the Post Game Show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
And welcome back in, Hoop fans. Terrence Arney alongside Jim the Professional Williams here from the Dog Pound, and we have a final for you as this one comes to a close. Bulldogs get the clean sweep. The JV boys defeated the Pirate JV team. That score earlier this evening was 58-52, and the Bulldogs get the victory here tonight, 52-47. The final score there. I've got to go back and check the Herald because that sounds very close to the Herald predictor. Oh my goodness, the Herald predictor was 54-48.
Oh my.
And it was 52-47.
56-52.
I'm sorry.
56-52. Still a four-point margin.
56-52. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. What an exciting night of basketball.
Unreal.
Here. Bulldogs, we talked about it at the top of the hour about that game back in December. It was the Bulldogs' second game of their season. They came into that game after a big win on the road at Jackson Dell. And they come in to the Pirate ship, if you would, there in Greensburg, and played really great basketball, did everything they needed to do to get a win, but they couldn't get it done. It got away from them late, and there were shades of that here tonight, Jim, as we got into the critical moments of the fourth quarter.
And Coach Garrett is on his way up to chat with us, looking at the individual scoring real quickly. For the Greensburg Pirates, it was Jack McKenzie leading with almost his average, 15 points. On the night, it was 11 for Addison Barnes Pettit and 16 that, actually led the way for Greensburg from Justin Adkins. And 6 for Reese Beaver, 2 for Bradley Lutz, and 2 for Drew Busick. For the Bulldogs, the victorious Bulldogs, 25-point performance for Gus Prickle. Then 13 for Cade Kaiser. It was 10 for Sam Johnson, 7 for Grunk, and a critical one for Trenton Lewis, the sophomore. And we are glad to welcome Coach Aaron Garrett. Wow, Coach, that was something else. And thanks for the entertainment.
That's one word for it. And just as I reflect, I challenged our guys all week. We needed to get this win for our program. We needed to flip this script against Greensburg. We wanted to keep the destiny in our own hands as far as the IAC. And you sometimes wonder, with teenagers, is that too much to put on their shoulders?
Right.
But boy, did they respond. And it wasn't pretty. And some obviously some worrisome things. The turnovers. We were down to, I think, six of them, but five were in the second half.
Yeah.
Some missed conversions in terms of where we didn't go in and bully finish or shot fake as they flew up. And some tough calls didn't go our way, which makes, and then our free throw shooting, 12 of 19. You guys have seen us shoot enough. That's uncharacteristic. So we have all these things, and then we turn the ball over late. And they've got a chance to, and they make a steal, they've got a chance to tie it up, and the boys just responded. So all those factors together, yep, not pretty, but it's a win nonetheless, and you never discount a win, especially when it's against a rival, a conference rival. So very, very pleased for the guys.
Normally we would start at the beginning and work our way through, but I actually want to go backwards.
Start at the end.
Tonight, you heard Jim say that important one point for T. Lou, and what that was, we were making a comment that all five of your starters, except T. Lou, had scored, and then T. Lou gets in the box score there at the end. But that was, of course, obviously a big free throw to make it a two-possession game down the stretch. But, Coach, I'm going to take you back there to about the 3 to 2 minute mark in that fourth. And I think, in my opinion, T. Lou makes his best defensive play of the game. They bring Beavers in. He is a three-point threat. They run some action for him and get him a straightaway look, and Lewis just bullies him off the line, runs right at him, forces him to come inside. His floater, no good. That was a big defensive play right there, right?
Yeah, and T. Lou's very, very hard on himself, so he's not happy with some of the things from tonight's performance. But his feet are so shifty. Mm. He's so, so quick. And he plays so hard.
Yes.
Right? And the other sophomore. We have Cade Kaiser foul out on a tough no call, then a tough call in the same exact play on Cade. So then Braden Maple has to go into play.
Right.
So as I've told you guys, we've got to grow up with these sophomores. And boy, did we. And in that last full court possession, if we run our normal ace, as we call it, and it was actually designed for Mape to get a look because his guy kind of didn't even play him. That's kind of a dead position, a decoy, if you will. So I didn't care if Mape stepped up to the free throw line.
Sure.
But then Trenton read it because they did stay with Maple. So then Trenton found the gap in their press. And he goes up, and like you said, he hit the first one. Missing the second one is not bad at all either because the clock starts. What I did tell him was bad. You don't go after that offensive rebound.
Right.
Right? So just a situation like that, just all these it's so impressive for me as a coach to see young guys. And even, right, Jack, Sam, Cade, they had their share of mistakes.
Yeah.
So even as seniors that played a lot of basketball, you still have to learn and get experience. So it's awfully exciting to be able to do that with a win. And, fellas, I know you're probably going to ask this next, Terrence, but I've got to highlight Gus Prickle.
Yes.
And I'll tell you about Gus's week. It was we win the Ripley County Tourney, and I'll share this on the air because I shared it with Gus. Trenton and Gus went 0 for 10 from 3.
Wow. Really?
My starting backcourt, let me check my scorebook. Yeah, Gus had 2 points, and Trenton had 4, so starting backcourt had 6 points.
Wow.
And then Gus did not have a great start to the practice day. So I call him over, and I think Gus will be a high school basketball coach someday. So he really knows the game. I said, hey, you had some tough outings, and now you're not dialed in mentally, you're not concentrating, and you're a senior.
Right.
So I need to, right, just like in real life, I got to start maybe looking at some other options. Who do I give some other minutes to? And he had a great practice week because that dude's a competitor. And boy, oh boy, he put on a performance for us tonight in terms of his output.
Well, it really showed up tonight. I think, what'd you have him for? Unofficial?
25 points.
So
unofficial.
And he was really, really hot from outside. So whatever you said to him and however you challenged him, he corrected that.
And Terrence, just confidence.
Yeah.
But I challenged our guys, and you saw it kind of disappear a little bit there when we had that turnover run. But when these dudes play confident and realize how good of players they are, and then you put the individual pieces together as our team, man, the sky's the limit for this group. And as coaching staff, we'll continue to keep doing what we're doing in practice in terms of putting all kinds of pressure against them. So you have to execute some of these plays that they're turning the ball over on right now. But excited for our growth because, fellas, it's still early January.
And sorry, Terrence, excuse me, Coach, for the the new guy to the EIAC, as I'm new to everything. Tell me about the magnitude of this conference win versus the last time you played Greensburg when it was not an official league game. This one, how critical is it?
It's huge because it keeps the conference in our hands, and we stay in the conference. We got to go have a double weekend at Franklin County, home here against Connersville, and Franklin County is always a tough place to play.
Right.
So getting this win, especially as I see the scorebook, the McKenzie boy for Greensburg had 18. He's been averaging over 20 coming in the last six games.
Uh-huh.
So he is getting better and better and better, and he's quite the load to handle in terms he can hit the three, but he can also, if he gets those shoulders passing on a drive, he is going to finish and probably get an and one. You can tell the work he's done in the weight room on his body as far as the offseason. So in all facets, good win. Nice thing is a lot of things still to clean up. We're not anywhere near close to our ceiling. I'm proud of these Bulldogs.
So looking forward to Monday, talking to you about this game more, Coach, after you get a chance to go back and watch this thing on tape. Trust me, as a fan, it was a beauty in terms of the way it ended. But again, congratulations on the win. You need to go and celebrate this one with the boys. Have a good one.
Thank you, guys. And you talk about the fans. It's a Thursday night. So
yeah.
I always appreciate the fans, how they show up for these guys. I don't know if he's listening, but Colt Meyer came in the gym.
I saw him.
So Colt's
right
at IU East. There's no way he has much of a break.
Uh-huh.
But he came home to watch these guys play, and it's just stuff like that makes it awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Coach. That was the victorious Bulldogs head coach, Aaron Garrett, celebrating that huge conference win here in the EIAC. They defeat the Pirates 56-52. And the one thing I look forward to talking to Coach about is I do want to get details on those late timeouts. What was the mood of the team in those late timeouts? Did he sense that they were starting to lose confidence in what they built and what they'd done up until that point? And if that was the case, what did he say to them to steady the ship to go ahead and make sure they've got the job finished?
So there you go, folks. You have a preview already of Monday's Coach's Corner with Terrence at 6 o'clock from Ison's Family Pizza. You all should come down and grab a bite with us, and I think that's going to be a super critical question. And I'm guessing, just from hearing so many of his answers already, Coach Garrett's going to have a good one for you.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt. I enjoy the time we have on those Monday nights. I can't stress enough, and you heard it from Aaron Garrett, that was a great question for you about the magnitude of this game. I cannot stress enough, as you look at the ranking, the stack rank, if you would, in the EIAC. Greensburg currently had two conference wins, no losses.
Oops.
Statesville right behind them with one conference win, no losses. Now you put Batesville with two conference wins, one loss, equal to what Greensburg is, but with the head-to-head, that automatically moves Batesville into the driver's seat and in the number one spot here in the EIAC.
It's a multifaceted victory in that way.
The reason I bring that up, and the reason that these, Jim, the reason that these coaches, why it's such a big deal to them to win this conference, because unlike a lot of conferences in the state of Indiana, the EIAC mirrors this sectional.
Really?
It is almost team for team, minus East Central. So when it comes to postseason time, it'll be these exact same teams. So how you shake out in that conference can give you a good indication of how you can shake out in the sectional.
So most other places mix things up.
Correct.
Seeing different schools than they see during the season.
Correct.
Oh, well.
Correct. So
interesting.
Wow. This was a great one, Jim. Glad we had an opportunity to do it together. Your final thoughts on this one?
I'm just super impressed. We've been impressed with Coach Garrett, and also Mitch Taylor for the Batesville girls. The cerebral aspect they bring to the game, they are thinking, their players are thinking, and making things happen out there. And they're not overthinking it,
right?
But they're getting it done the right way, and such a great, building block for any young person. And it's really seems like a nice environment to be part of. And we do want to remind everybody, yep, Terrence, that you and I get night off.
We get the night off
in our marathon week of hoops.
Well, we have to have the night off because we got a Saturday morning game.
That's right. And so Coming up tomorrow, we have a boys' action between South Ripley and Oldenburg Academy. Rob Moorhead and Brian Samples will be up there for us, and it should be a great one as well. Again, the pregame around 7:15 and the tip at 7:30. And as Terrence mentioned, on Saturday, we will be back with you, and we'll have daytime action as the South Ripley and Oldenburg girls go at it, again, at Oldenburg Academy. We'll be on WRBI around 12:45, tipping at 1, so we'll have a lot of daylight left after. That's terrific, but it should be, as I understand it, a couple pretty good ball games between those two rivals.
Listen, it's been good basketball all week long. Tonight did not disappoint. Tomorrow night won't disappoint, and I don't expect Saturday to disappoint either. With the Bulldog win, the Bulldogs moved to 9-3 on the season. The loss, Pirates fall to 8-5 on the season. Whole lot more basketball to go here in this season, and as Coach Garrett said to me last Monday night, they couldn't lose the conference tonight, but it sure will go a long way to deciding who wins.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt they're celebrating in that locker room right now, and deservedly so. Folks, that's going to do it for us tonight here from the Dog Pound. I want to thank all of our sponsors once again for making the broadcast possible.
And they include Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees. Thanks for my Ripley County Tournament t-shirt. And thanks to our newest sponsor, Nobby Mower Shop. Also, Ison's Family Pizza, home of Coach's Corner, Monday night at 6. SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzwiller, JC Bank, Margaret Mary Health, Gehring's, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, also Great Plains Communication, and Ivy Tech Community College.
So from all of us here at WRBI, including John Heil back at the station, John, thanks so much for everything that you do. My partner in crime beside me here tonight, Jim Williams, this is Terrence Arney saying thanks so much for listening, and enjoy the rest of your sports week. You've been listening to high school basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.